This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. More about Variety Jones coming up here. He is the mentor of Silk Road creator, Silk Road founder, Ross Ulbricht, who is now in prison for the rest of his life, unless his appeal is successful. Variety Jones, his mentor, is now in custody in Thailand, is awaiting extradition to the United States. But the weird thing is, he wanted to get arrested. And we'll explain to you why that is, why he would want to subject himself to the clutches of the federal government and what they will ultimately do to him, which could be life in prison. He's facing a maximum of life on money laundering and drug distribution conspiracy charges. So we'll get into more of that here in moments. It's Ian and Rich Paul in the studio with you. Let's go first, though, to John in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, John?
I was just wondering, I heard what Trump had said, like, I agree with him, but I don't agree with him.
You agree with him about what?
With the Muslims coming into the country, I think they should be allowed to be here, but they should make a much harder screening on them. Like,
why should Muslims be treated differently than anyone else?
Well, I don't know, just, like, a lot of their things are, like, they do more terrorist attacks than any other,
What's the evidence of that?
Well,
if you compare Muslims to, let's say terrorists in Great Britain, for instance, like the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, are there Muslims in the IRA?
I honestly don't know that question.
IRA is a Catholic organization.
It doesn't stand for Irish Republican Army? I thought that's
well,
what
it's
for.
Irish Republican Army, but the a lot of the conflict between going on in Ireland is that Ireland was primarily Catholic, as I understand it.
Okay.
The British government moved a lot of Protestants in to colonize Ireland, and ever since, the Catholics and the Protestants have been fighting in Ireland, and the Protestants have been loyalist to the British crown, and the Catholics have wanted to break away. I think that's how it worked.
So what you're saying is probably not very many Muslims, right?
I think they were probably thin on the ground.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact is, terrorism happens from a lot of different places, but just because some people in a particular group might be more radical than some others doesn't mean that people should be singled out for screening, does it? Isn't that,
I kind of agree there. I think anybody trying to come into our country should have a harder, like, a better screening on them just to get a better background of the people.
Why is it any of your business who wants to come here?
Because I live here and we should all be protected. Some of these people are terrorists.
What makes you think the government's going to put you go there? I can't say the S word on national talk radio, unfortunately. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's too bad. I had some more questions for him. I wanted to continue that conversation. He was advocating that the government put in, extra screenings for everybody. First, he just wanted it for Muslims, but then when I called him out on that, that level of discrimination, he was, well, let's just screen everybody. And I'm not interested in having the government protect me from some sort of existential threat or whatever, this looming ghost of terrorism or whatever that I'm supposed to be so afraid of. If I'm going to be afraid of something, then it's more likely that I would fear the government themselves and the terror that they inflict on us on a regular basis, because to me, they're the ones who are the actual terrorists.
Well, I certainly have issues with the government. When it comes to refugees, one question that I have, and there are various, I've been told various things on it, is who's paying for them to get here? If the government is actually transporting people, then I think the government should not do that, because I don't think they should do anything. And I definitely don't want people transported here with the intent of immediately being placed on welfare. And my understanding is that people who come as political refugees are immediately eligible for welfare, whether or not they immediately, whether or not they take it. So that would be a couple of issues that I've got. I'm ambivalent. I mean, my grandfather was a refugee from Syria. He was an Armenian refugee from Syria. He wasn't a Muslim. He was freeing the Muslim, or he was fleeing the Muslims who were attempting to commit a genocide against the Armenians. And
when did
he was
over
Armenian.
Here?
It's 1916.
So had he not come here, then in theory you wouldn't exist, right?
Well, I would probably exist because I'm adopted, but I wouldn't have been adopted by the same people.
Gotcha.
My father might not have. Might not exist because
you might not have been the same Rich Paul
here.
You might not have been the same Rich Paul had you been raised by a different family then.
It's true.
So, you know, control is, to me, not the solution here. People are scared of the idea of terrorism, and they want the government to somehow stop it. Well, look at the government's track record. The government, it gets bigger and more intrusive and more expensive over the years, and it is not generally very good at doing the things that it sets out to do. It's not very good at accomplishing the goals that they want to accomplish. Yeah, sure, if they throw enough money at, like, building a school, they'll hire a construction company that will eventually get the school built, although it'll probably be over budget, and they'll spend way more money than they should have probably spent building a school. So I don't mean to say that the government can't do anything. Obviously, with enough money at their disposal, they can get some things accomplished. But, you know, when it comes to them, you know, meeting the goals that they've intended to do, let's look at, like, the war on drugs, for instance. They haven't succeeded at all in eliminating drugs. In fact, the opposite of their intentions, which was supposedly to eliminate drugs, has happened, where drugs are more prolific now than they ever have been. Some of them are cheaper now than they've ever been. And there are now worse drugs on the streets than in the past. So if you look at things like crack cocaine or methamphetamine, for instance, you know, arguably those are worse forms of cocaine and speed. Mm-hmm. And so then you've got these legal drugs that have been created in relation to the war on drugs, like synthetic cannabis or synthetic, you know, you fill in the blank. There's all these sort of wannabe drugs out there that are designed to ape the illegal drugs, to be similar to the illegal drugs, but yet not necessarily cross the line of illegality because it's a different chemical structure or chemical compound. And those, in a lot of ways, are a lot scarier than things that are illegal. There have been some pretty serious things that have happened to people that have been taking those drugs.
Oh, absolutely. And the other thing is they've managed to prevent research on a lot of the illegal drugs.
To find out what good they do.
Exactly. For example, there has been success now in curing both nicotine addiction and heroin addiction using psilocybin mushrooms and cognitive behavioral therapy. How many lives could have been saved if we'd known that 20 years ago?
Yeah, no doubt. And I know that you've been following that very, very closely. Do you know if those trials were done outside of the United States, or did they manage to get DEA approval for that? Because every now and then the DEA will let an actual medical trial happen of something like MDMA, for instance.
Yeah, well, the trial of mushrooms versus nicotine addiction was done at Johns Hopkins University, so that was in the United States. I have the paper from that the scientists wrote, not just the abstract, but the actual paper. And it refers to previous experiments that were done with heroin addicts, and I don't know where they were done, but they said that the success with heroin addicts had then inspired them to see what they could do about nicotine.
So if you look at the failure of the government in its accomplishing its goals in the war on drugs, the failure of government in educating people, for instance, we just talked, I think it was last night or the night before, about how American millennials compare to millennials in the rest of the world in other developed countries, and Americans are like dead last in most of the categories for various different, you know, educational issues. And so they're doing very, very poorly at educating, even though they're spending the most money of anyone else per pupil. So government fails at what they generally try to do. If you want government to keep people out of the United States or somehow protect you from terror, don't be surprised when the government terrorizes people in order to protect you from supposed terror. To me, I find it to be terrorism to threaten people, pull them over, search their houses, search their personal effects, give them a stop and frisk, for instance. Those are all terror tactics to me. Toll free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you become a slave to big tobacco? Have they taken away your money, your health, and even your freedom, forcing you to stand out in the cold this winter? There's an alternative. With the help of Jimmy the Juice Man and GiantVapes.com, for less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can make the switch to electronic cigarettes and take back your freedom. At GiantVapes.com, you'll find a selection of high-quality, reasonably priced electronic cigarette hardware kits to get you started, and a selection of delicious, premium-flavored liquid refills from the award-winning Jimmy the Juice Man brand. These aren't the junk you find at your local convenience store or gas station. Use coupon code FTL10 for 10% off your first order of hardware and Jimmy the Juice Man brand liquid at GiantVapes.com, where you'll always get free guaranteed same-day shipping. Break free of the chains of sin taxes and big tobacco. Free same-day shipping and 10% off from GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10. That's GiantVapes.com with coupon code FTL10.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
whether it's Trump going total fascist or whatever you want to talk about. Also, more on Variety Jones, the man who was arrested, the most recent arrest in the Silk Road case, the mentor of Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht. He's been arrested, but he wanted to be arrested, and we'll tell you more about why that was here in a little bit. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Richard Paul.
SaveItPurse.com. You got stuff to buy at Amazon? Whoa, don't go to Amazon and check out there. Add the things you want to your wish list and then import the wish list into SaveAtPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. And then you can save 20% easily on pretty much anything you want to buy at Amazon. Maybe you want to save 30%. You get to decide between, I think it's 5 and 50%. You set the discount that you want. Now, the higher the discount, the longer it might take to fulfill your order. But in my experience, setting it at 20 or 25%, my order is usually filled within an hour or two. So if you're doing it the 20 range, you're usually good to go real fast. It's awesome, and it works very, very well. The catch is you have to have Bitcoin. So this gives you a good reason to actually get Bitcoin. Even if you're paying 5% to get the Bitcoin, and then you get 20% off at SaveItPurse.com, you're still ahead by 15% there. So go to SaveATPurse.com and get started. Learn more about it. Let's go to Jeb, listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
Hi.
Hey, Jeb.
Your last caller and Donald Trump at his rally tonight were really on to something about Islam. There's about 1.8 billion Muslims in the world, and about 1.5 million believe that adulterers should be stoned. About maybe 1.2 billion believe that homosexuals should be stoned, and a couple hundred million believe in a death penalty for leaving Islam, and then a couple hundred million believe in killing.
Where do you get these numbers from?
I saw a chart that had this breakdown on it, and I forget the source of the chart, but this religion, it's a backwards Stone Age religion, and you look at these countries where Islam is growing or they're importing a lot of Muslim refugees, rapes are going up through the roof.
Now, you say it's a backwards Stone Age religion. Do you know that it's 700 years younger than Christianity?
Yeah, and Islam,
you know, it's based on Christianity, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So would you say the same thing about Christianity? Just curious.
Christianity went through a Reformation, where the extreme parts of the Old Testament was pretty much laid to rest, and you had the New Testament and the New Way. Islam has not had a Reformation yet, and it's still, you know, it's still in the Old Testament times where Christianity was when it was radical. Christianity is a whole lot more, has been made safer and is non-violent, but, you know.
Well, Islam's nonviolent as well. The adherents to the Muslim religion are peaceful, in my experience. What's your experience been? Do you know some Muslims?
No, but
okay. So you pretty much you're just judging based on some chart that you saw somewhere, not actually any real life experience.
I follow the news.
Oh, well, they wouldn't lie to you, would they?
And Trump, I think we need to donate to Trump. I hope his poll numbers continue to go
You're
up.
Sick,
and
dude.
Well, I'm definitely not going to be donating to Trump. I will say, you know, one question that I have considered, though, is we believe that we can cause a great deal of political change and that we can gain a great deal of liberty by moving 20,000 politically active libertarians into New Hampshire. Isn't it possible to that you might be able to affect a great deal of political change by moving 20,000 Muslims into a state? And what do you think that change would look like?
That's a really good question. You would see violence. I'm sure of it.
No, you're not. Well, I mean, you don't really know anything about Muslims. You've never read the Quran. Mm-hmm. You've never met a single Muslim. You're just going based on what some talking heads say on television.
have you read some of the verses that have been quoted?
I've read the entire Quran.
Yeah. I mean.
Really? I've never done that.
Well, I was in jail. I had plenty of time. So, read the Quran. They've got it.
But, I mean, do you want to, you don't want to die in a terrorist attack, do you? I mean,
I'm far more likely, sir, to die at the hands of the police than I am any kind of Muslim or anyone else who aren't the government, Jeb. That's who the terrorists are. They're the ones who are threatening us on a daily basis to hand over our obedience and hand over our money to them, or else they're going to put us in a cage, and if we don't want to go to the cage, they have no problem with shooting us right there on the spot. That's terrorism, sir.
You're trying to say a police officer is going to blow up a bomb when you're walking out of a
grocery store? No, they use guns. Do bombs kill you deader than guns?
Every now and then, Rich, they'll throw a bomb in someone's house. Remember that baby they threw?
They threw the flashbang grenade into the crib. They also, of course, blew up a neighborhood in Philadelphia a few decades ago.
That's right.
I mean, they don't use bombs quite as frequently, but they definitely kill a lot of people.
They use a lot of bombs around the rest of the world, but they use guns on the people in the United States because it's a little easier for them to make excuses for that. So, Jeb, you don't think that's terrorism?
We allow the police the ability to use force to protect us. There's, just as in war, there's collateral damage. I mean, you can't, when you're protecting other people, I mean, police work is a complex thing, and so is military. So to compare that to people that are trying to do harm, they're the sleeper cells, the suicide.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a couple of cops arrest me a few years ago. They put me in jail for a year. I hadn't harmed anybody. They arrested me for selling weed. Then they put me back for 6 months for violation of probation for smoking weed. So, yeah, that's definitely, I would call that a terrorist act.
But
because terrorist
protecting?
Is violence used to achieve political results.
That's the definition of government right there.
Exactly. And governments definitely are terrorist organizations. They're not the only terrorist organizations. And, I would not be enthusiastic about a vast number of Muslims moving in near me, nor would I be enthusiastic about a vast number of fundamentalist Christians or Mormons moving in near me, just because I would be concerned about what is the political effect going to be. Are they going to vote their religion into law? And that is a possibility. I think the Christians would be more likely to be able to achieve something like that here than Muslims would, because, Christians are, there's a lot more Christians here.
Jeb, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's see. There was the shooting in California last week. That was 14 died in that shooting.
Mm-hmm.
The police, that was by some alleged Muslims. The police so far this year have killed over 1,000 people, I believe. So police much higher. Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, join us toll free and bring up what you want. The number here is 855-450-FREE. There's more about Variety Jones, the alleged Silk Road mentor who's been arrested in Thailand, and what's going on with that case. Who is Variety Jones, and why is he relevant? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. Plus, Donald Trump just going off, like, even when he makes the other politicians sound reasonable, that should be an indicator that this guy is really bad news, now calling for the supposed complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. And again, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, Skype username lrn.fm. I want you to know that Anarchapulco is coming up, the second one. They did it this year for the first time, and in 2016 it's happening again. This time it's going to be workshops happening February 17th through the 23rd. The official event is happening February 19th through the 21st at the Acapulco Grand Hotel. Speakers will include Jeff Berwick, who is the founder of the event, Jeffrey Tucker, Doug Casey, Luke Rutkowski, Adam Kokesh, Larkin Rose, Roger Veer, and our friend Barry Cooper is going to be there. I wish I could be there because I do enjoy Barry, and it's been years since I've seen him. Vit Yedlaika from Liberland and many more. Go to anarchapulco.com to get your tickets. Learn more about the other speakers in the event. That's anarchapulco.com, February 21st, February 19th through the 21st. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Rich Paul.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. The story here from NBC News. We'll get back to Variety Jones, but somebody called in about Donald Trump, and I actually had that news story that I wanted to talk about tonight. So let's jump into that briefly here. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Monday called for a total and complete shutdown. This is a quote. Quote, total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States, unquote. The most dramatic response yet to a string of terrorist attacks that have Americans increasingly on edge. Trump released a statement by citing polling data he says shows, quote, there is great hatred towards Americans by large segments of the Muslim population. And I would say that the opposite is definitely true, that there's great hatred towards Muslims by large segments of the American population.
It seems like both could be true.
Yeah. He continued saying, quote, until we're able to determine and understand this problem and the dangerous threat it poses, our country cannot be the victims of horrendous attacks by people that believe only in jihad and have no sense of reason or respect for human life, Trump said. He said on his Twitter feed, quote, just put out a very important policy statement on the extraordinary influx of hatred and danger coming into our country. We must be vigilant, he says. So if you're going to keep people out of the country, well, then there's only a few ways to do that. Maybe you'd like to express how you believe that could be done if you're a Trump supporter. We've heard from a couple of them so far here tonight. What exactly do you think should be done if you agree with what Trump has said? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because it's a lot easier to say that you want to keep Muslims out than to actually keep people out of the United States.
This is true.
We'll go to your phone calls here. Bob is on the line in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich. Hello, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind, Bob?
I'd like to talk about what y'all do with Jeff.
Jeff? Who's Jeff?
I talked about the Muslims and the cops.
Oh, okay. What about him?
Well, I don't like what y'all said about the cops because I'm a cop. And
oh, yeah?
I don't agree with what you guys said. I don't think any of us are terrorists.
I don't believe you're a cop.
Are Muslims.
Tell me some 10 codes.
10 codes? This dick.
Oh, I caught ya. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number here tonight. Now, look, I like a good cop joke as much as anybody else, but, you know, it was a pretty lame call. Won't give you much credit for that one.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I've been working on an idea for, because there is a problem of in immigration in any society, in that generally if somebody has established a society, they kind of want the character of that to remain the same. And again, taking it back to the Free State Project, let us say that New Hampshire successfully seceded from the United States, and that
we can hope.
And that there was then a and we then reverted to the point where we were at a level of freedom that we were comfortable. How many statists would we want to allow to move into New Hampshire if we knew that they were going to come here in an attempt to start a state, which means that basically if they show up and they try to impose a state on us, then it's going to be a shooting battle, and ain't nobody got time for that. So
yeah, well, this comes to the question of, you know, how would property be organized, I think, ultimately, mm-hmm. because, you know, if we're talking about this happens tomorrow and there's still public property, then you still have the problem with people have to be allowed on that public property and so on and so forth. But if mm-hmm. the property was all privately owned, then each private property owner would get to set their rules according mm-hmm. to whatever arbitrary diktats they wanted to. So if I only want to allow immigrants to come onto my property who understand the ideas of liberty and are moving to New Hampshire because they are also seeking freedom in the same way that we moved to New Hampshire because we were seeking freedom, then I would want those people to come there. But if they are statists, then I would not want them to come on my property. So I guess the important question would be, you know, when you say we're to a level of comfortable freedom, you know, that we've achieved by seceding from the United States, how much government have we gotten rid of at the same time, right? So if we've gotten to the point where, you know, libertopia, if you will, there's no more coercive state whatsoever, then it would be quite a challenge for any group of people to come here and impose a state upon a population that has already rejected the concept in the first place. That would be relatively difficult for them to accomplish. If, on the other hand, we've just seceded and there's still the state of New Hampshire here, then I can see that there would be some legitimate concern, like, you know, well, okay, who's coming in here, and are they trying to take over the state so they can create a fascist New Hampshire or a socialist New Hampshire or something like that? And so I can understand that, but I would have some real – so even if it was that latter situation where the state still exists, my reservation here is that I get where you're coming from, but I wouldn't want to justify increasing state power, which would mean to control other people and their immigration in order to prevent the fear of the fear of what could happen in the future. I'm not willing to do that. Are you?
No, I actually – In terms of long-term, what I'd like to see happen with geographical regions and immigration is I would like to see a system where there are very small jurisdictions where people can practice whatever kind of organization they want, whether it's anarcho-capitalist, anarcho-communist, anarcho-syndicalist.
Muslim, Christian, whatever.
Mutualist, yeah. If you wanted to have a Muslim caliphate or a Christian theocracy, you could have that somewhere. And the philosophy that I would want to see go along with it, though, is if you're not happy with the political orientation of where you are, try to move somewhere where you would be happy with the political organization, rather than before you think, oh, I'm going to change this particular place where I already am. And it's an idea, you know, I'd love to see some of these issues resolved permanently. There are people who are dead set that they want to live in a caliphate where Shiara law is Sharia law is the law. And
which, by the way, we've had Will Cawley on the show from Muslims for Liberty a number of times, and Sharia law is one of the more the mistakes, points of confusion that people have about being a Muslim. Sharia law is the set of laws that applies to Muslims. So it doesn't apply to Christians. It doesn't apply to people who aren't Muslims, Jews, or atheists, or whatever. Sharia law is just the set of strictures and the set of rules that Muslims have to follow. But yet there's all this fear out there that the Muslims want to impose it on everybody. Not, you know, a true Orthodox Muslim. Maybe there's some radicals who do, but the average Muslims don't. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. More about the fascist, Donald Trump. I mean, we're going to read some of the quotes here from these other presidential candidates, and they are going to sound reasonable compared to Donald Trump, which should be a sign that Donald Trump is way off the rails, and he's advocating now that Muslims be prevented from even coming into the United States. He's calling for a complete shutdown of that. Plus, more about Variety Jones, the Silk Road mentor who has now been arrested as of just a few days ago. It is Ian in the studio tonight.
And Rich Paul.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Our new website, freetalklive.com, same URL, it's just a completely different redesigned site for 2015. We actually released it in October of 2015, so it really is pretty new. So go and check it out if you haven't been there recently. Go to freetalklive.com. You can download archives. You can actually submit content right there to the front page. So if you see something online that you would like to share with other listeners and maybe suggest for a possible discussion on the air, then you just submit it right to the front page of our site via our Reddit-based system, and it's all completely free. So please go to freetalklive.com. Now, you can call about anything that you want here. There's some disturbing news regarding Donald Trump calling for the complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. Even the other Republicans and Democrats in the race are calling him out on this one. Trump's announcement comes a day after Barack Obama addressed the country, calling on Americans to, quote, reject religious tests on who we admit to this country, unquote. A number of Republican presidential hopefuls have called on Obama to stop accepting Syrian refugees into the U.S. Trump, however, is the first to suggest ending Muslim immigration as a whole following the terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California, that killed 14 people last week. None of Trump's GOP rivals has yet to back his call, with many speaking out against it. Carly Fiorina told NBC News, quote, Donald Trump always plays on everyone's worst instincts and fears, and saying we're not going to let a single Muslim into this country is a dangerous overreaction, she says. Jeb Bush says, quote, Donald Trump is unhinged. His policy proposals are not serious. He puts the word policy in quotes. Chris Christie said during a radio interview, quote, this is the kind of thing that people say when they have no experience and don't know what they're talking about. It's a ridiculous position. Lindsey Graham tweeted, quote, every candidate for president needs to do the right thing and condemn Trump's comments. Ted Cruz, who at times during the race has aligned himself with Trump, said, quote, that is not my policy. And then Ben Carson had this to say, quote, everyone visiting our country should register and be monitored during their stay because, you know, he wants fascism for everybody. Wow. As is done in many countries, we do not and would not advocate being selective on one's religion. So by no means do I agree with any of, you know, the Republicans or the Democratic candidates that they're citing here, but when compared with Trump, they look fairly reasonable. Here's what the Democratic candidates had to say. Hillary Clinton said this is reprehensible, prejudiced, and divisive. Trump doesn't get it. This makes us less safe, she says. Bernie Sanders says, now Donald Trump and others want us to hate all Muslims, unquote. Martin O'Malley said Donald Trump removes all doubt. He is running for president as a fascist demagogue.
Hmm.
Your toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, but Trump has also had some disturbing comments about things that disturb me actually more than immigration. For example, saying that we should shut down mosques in the United States. And although I've got some ambivalence about immigration, I certainly think that everyone here should be afforded exactly the same freedom of religion, the same civil rights in general. So that to me was very frightening. Didn't he say something about wanting them to wear markers,
or was that
debunked?
That was going to be my next question. I hadn't heard that one, but it wouldn't surprise me if that was the next thing that comes out of his mouth, was that, okay, well, now we need to give them a yellow star or something like that, or something else, maybe something that would be less obvious what he was referring to. But, of course, that's what happened with the Jews in Nazi Germany as well. Toll-free number 855-453. Kamal is on the line in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kamal.
Hello, sir. Thank you very much for accepting my call. And it's an honor to be on live with yourself.
Oh, thanks.
And
go ahead.
It's early hours of the morning, but I'm sitting listening to your show. And I, myself, as a Muslim, do listen to what America has to say. In one sense, yes, there is a lot of things going on in the world, and certain Muslims are to blame, but it's frightening that the fact that we Muslims as a group of people are getting, how would you say, branded as bad people because of the actions of the few. I mean, me, myself, as a Muslim, I absolutely hate terrorists. I do not condone, I do not support any of them, and I've got no interest whatsoever of these sort of people representing what they do in my name or my friends or the very people around me. And it's pretty sad, but the world is looking at the actions of a few and branding everyone.
I'm totally with you on this. Now, like you said, it's pretty early in the morning over there. I appreciate you staying up late to call the show. I always appreciate hearing from an actual Muslim. I mean, I've read the Quran. I like, you know, some of what the Muslims stand for. I like some of what the Christians stand for. I think there's some to like in a lot of different religions. But I'm not an expert. I'm by no means an expert. What do you say to some of the allegations that were being made earlier tonight by one or two of the callers suggesting that being a Muslim is a support of a violent religion? What if any teachings are there about that?
It's like everything. If you take certain things into a particular context, now at the time of the Quran and the Sharia law when it came out, the Middle East was pretty backwards at the time. Now I have to admit that the Quran, we've moved ahead as a civilization. People have moved well ahead. And the Quran's laws are pretty simple to deal with the people of the time. And these people who have actually found in the Middle East, the ISIL people that call themselves, they take these barbaric laws and they don't just kill non-Muslims. They've killed a lot of Muslims within the Middle East that haven't agreed with them. They've killed them. There's a lot of things that are going on. There's absolute, I mean, even amongst the Muslim community, there's turmoil, there's fear. I mean, I've got a sister and I've got cousins who live in San Bay Area in California, and I do fear for them as well, you know, because at the end of the day, it's my family that live in America as well. And I've had my nephews and nieces come over here and visit and vice versa. So it's not just the fact that these people go out and cause trouble thinking that they're going to end the situation, but they're causing trouble for not just the non-Muslim people, but the Muslim people themselves.
How do you feel about the Saudi Arabian government, which also
The history of the Saudi government, it's pretty sad to say, that they were placed there after the rule of the Ottoman Empire. And history...
Do you know who placed them there?
Well, the royal family and various other... The British Empire actually done a deal with them, placed them there to keep them there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, the problem is, even me, as an outsider, if I go and visit Saudi Arabia, just because I'm a Muslim, it doesn't mean that I get treated any different. I was there in 2012. Mm-hmm. Believe me, even the Muslims, if they break laws, they'll chop their heads off or chop their hands off. You know, the laws are strict, and these guys tend to strict. It's a very, very backward country. As much as you would think that the amount of money that they've got, they're very, very backward. And the regime, I wouldn't say, I don't support them. Unfortunately, a lot of the regimes in the Middle East have been pretty bad, to be honest.
Is there a lot of you're over in Great Britain? Is there a lot of hatred there toward being directed toward Muslims? Like you've heard some of the callers to this show, I imagine, just people who don't understand what a Muslim is, hearing rumors and then believing them. Is that happening there too?
Yes, there is. Yeah, and I'm sorry to say, but I don't blame the people for where they are, because if you don't understand something, if you don't educate yourself to a particular reason, sometimes what I always say is that people either they'll hate someone because they either don't know them, they've had a bad experience with them, or they're just ignorant, you know. And I would say sometimes the people who are ignorant, all they need to do is just sort of educate themselves to a particular level.
Yeah, I agree. Educating yourself, if you're ignorant on something, is the way to go, rather than getting angry and just believing everything that that you've been told. Thanks, Kamal. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call, and it's probably like 2 in the morning there. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got plenty of time for you. Republicans reject secession? We'll tell you about it.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.